Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It was announced yesterday, finally, it was the worst kept secret in the AFL, that Saturday the 25th of September, we know that's going to be the date of the grand final, but we're like, where's it going to be played? Everyone thinks it's going to be played at Perth in Optus Stadium. Well, it was confirmed by Gil McLachlan, CEO of the AFL, that yes, Perth will be hosting the AFL grand final.
Right.
Western Australia, Optus Stadium. So as you would imagine, everyone's trying to now get ready and go, all right, what can I do to make sure I can get over there and see the grand final? A lot of dignitaries involved with the game. I'd imagine the CEO, Gil McLachlan, would probably get a pass to be able to watch the AFL grand final.
You think you'd be allowed in
WA. Koshy's pretty good with his words, apart from his joke book that came out years ago. I'd imagine maybe he'd find a way to get through and check out the grand final. You've got commentators, things like that would probably get through as well, but there's a few people that will be missing out on the AFL Grand Final this year. We know Meatloaf will definitely not be making an appearance at this AFL Grand Final.
And another one who's discovered it, anyone who's not a Channel 7 celebrity won't be getting in, by the sounds of it.
Which means maybe the AFL's got something against Channel 9 in particular, because, as it turns out, Eddie Maguire got knocked back. Take a listen to this.
He's Eddie everywhere except for Western Australia. The former Collingwood president denied entry into the state for the grand final because his role as a broadcaster is not deemed essential. Maguire had planned to get on a plane last night with his two sons, who he'd listed as his producers. He said the plan was for them to put him to air across numerous shows while quarantining at Perth's luxury Crown Complex. Then they'd be allowed out in time for game day at Optus Stadium.
What a scam.
Oh, what a scam indeed.
Nice play, Eddie.
If he can't manage to get his way through, at this stage it looks like he can't, it'll be the first time he hasn't seen an AFL Grand Final since 1976
really?
In person. So he'll be all about the old tradition of getting to see the Grand Final, that sort of stuff.
You reckon this is because WA Premier, like Mark McGowan, would be a massive, like, Eagles fan or maybe Fremantle or something? He's like, I'm not letting the head of Collingwood come in.
This is what the West had to say about it.
But WA Premier Mark McGowan said he didn't qualify, with only restricted numbers being allowed into the state from COVID hotspots.
Police make these decisions. We've got very restricted numbers of people coming in, but obviously the AFL has essential people. Mr. Maguire was not one of them.
Ooh, we'll have to change his name at the start of that audio. We heard that everywhere Eddie, they were calling him. Maybe not anymore. Yeah. He's going to have to try and smuggle himself in over there. So he's planning.
I think viewers of Millionaire Hot Seat have been classing him as non-essential for many years now.
Absolutely. So he's not going to take this one lying down. He's hit all the media outlets just saying, you know, if that's a decision, that's like, no way he's going to sit there and live with that decision. It's Eddie Maguire. He's going to do the best he possibly can. He reckons he's going to reapply again.
You reckon this time, instead of trying to apply as a broadcaster, he might dress up like a miner? Oh, hi, I'm just a FIFO worker just trying to get home. Want to catch the grand final.
Unless he can sing a couple of chords and they're desperate for entertainment. I don't know if he can hold a note. That's about
like
the only
Zoolander when he works in the I've got the black
line. Nice try. Obviously, a lot of people straight away are just like, I don't have any sympathy for this man. A lot of people can't see their loved ones who are dying, you know, maybe terminally ill. He wants to go over to watch a game of football.
Stupid.
So, okay, he strikes out with Mark McGowan, the Premier of WA, but Eddie Maguire doesn't take things lying down. As it turns out, he tried to hit up our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Is that right?
Old ScoMo, and we actually managed to tap into the phone call. Take a listen.
Hello, ScoMo speaking. G'day, ScoMo. Eddie Maguire here. Just after some permission to get into WA, mate, what do you think? Can I come over for the AFL Grand Final?
The travel advice to every Australian is do not travel. Stop it. It's not sensible. It's not helpful. And I've got to say, it's been one of the most disappointing things I've seen in Australian behaviour in response to this crisis.
Is that your final answer?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
I often run across the garbage man here in Bega. I'm my sort of morning walk to work, you know, just before 5, doing their thing, picking up our garbage.
Yeah, you're lucky you don't see on the side of the road telling you, might just pick you up and throw you in the back if you're walking across the road.
And, you know, they don't get enough acknowledgement, I think. You know, it's a kind of thankless job, but really it's the most essential job. We always talk about essential workers. The garbos are the most essential workers.
Absolutely.
I imagine the amount of work involved for them has probably gone up in lockdown with a lot more people, you know, staying at home, creating more garbage at home, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But over in Canberra at the moment, there's one family that's unhappy with their new garbo. It's the Swede family. Ahmad got pretty annoyed with his garbo. This guy started 2 weeks ago, and Tuesday's the bin day for the Swede family.
Mm-hmm.
And you know lockdown's pretty bad when something you do for entertainment is stand out the front when the garbo comes by. But that's what Ahmed and his family, and there's nine of them.
Nine.
In his family, yeah.
Okay,
so
big,
it's a
family.
Big family. According to Ahmed, they are out the front for garbage collection day.
Saluting the garbage man.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they're having a little toilet paper parade or something. I don't know. Next thing you know, the garbage truck rolls up.
Phew.
According to Ahmed, they wave at their new garbage man. He didn't respond.
Oh.
He picked up the bin, put it back down, drove away.
Wow. Sounds like a weightlifter. Lifts up the weights, puts them back down, and then steps away.
Pretty much. Went, nah, sorry. You're thinking, all right, maybe he had trouble with the controls for the hydraulic arm or something like that. Ahmed contacted the contractor behind their bin collection, and they said, sorry about that. We'll send someone out to fix it up. So
good.
Someone came by, emptied the bin that afternoon. The following Tuesday, it's probably yellow lid bin day that day, I don't know. The same guy showed up, the same garbo, and according to Ahmed, once again, they were out the front. Just, Ahmed, shell out for Netflix,
mate,
or something.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a family of nine. You've got to do more to entertain those kids. They go, come on, it's bin collection day, everyone. Anyway, they're all standing out the front. The garbo comes up, picks it up, puts it back down, drives away once again, rejected the bin again.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Once Ahmed got in contact with the company again, they said, look, your bin must be exceeding the 80-kilogram weight limit.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
And the manager he spoke to claims that he saw footage that proves this is true. And then Ahmed's like, that can't be possible. So he went and got their bin and weighed it.
Okay.
Thinking, oh, maybe like the rest of the family, the bin's put on a few COVID kilos or something. It came in at 57.4 kilograms.
So way under.
So what's going on there? I don't understand why the garbage guy can't pick up that bin.
Is this guy a human Oscar the Grouch or something, the guy that drives his truck?
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just like, man, he's pretty picky about his bins.
Yeah. Jeez.
You got to be more like the Ibis, man. Just drive into any bin you can.
That's it.
Don't worry about it. So Ahmed has since gone, all right, we are just going to get a bigger bin. He's ordered the jumbo size bin from council. Hopefully everybody's happy now for, you know, both sides of this argument. But I just, you know, I feel sorry for the bin in the end, you know. Can't get picked up because it's overweight. Sounds like my club days. It's bringing back horrible memories for me.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Remember how exciting it was as a kid when you get to go on those school excursions back in the day?
Yeah, yeah. It was great fun.
Here in New South Wales, you do the standard Canberra trip in year four and year five. Like, you get on the bus, I think it's like Friday morning, so you get to miss a day of school. You usually get back Sunday afternoon, and it's just good fun with all your schoolyard chums on a couple of day vacation, like a little excursion.
Yeah, right.
And I was that lucky. We moved around that much. I did the standard Canberra New South Wales trip multiple times because I think I moved schools when I was in year five, so I got to do it at one school and then I went to the next school and it was coming up again later in the year.
So the security guys at the War Memorial knew you by your first name. Hey, Hutsy, you're back again.
Yeah.
Hi.
That first trip, I did set off the alarms because I leant over too much into the display and then alarms went off and stuff like that. But yeah, I was basically like a little tour guide. But unfortunately, with COVID and lockdowns, kids can't do the school excursions that they'd love much.
Didn't think of that.
But like everything else, it's gone online.
Oh, okay.
You can now do an online virtual excursion of Canberra.
Well, year five and six students who would normally be taking their annual trip to Canberra this term are now moving their excursion online. Over 300,000 students across Australia are taking part in a virtual tour with visits to nine different sites in the nation's capital on the agenda.
Wow. So kids used to be virtually bored on these excursions. Now they can be virtually bored.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, I see what you're doing. It's a good little alternative, but at the same time, like, you're being there, you're getting out of school. It's basically like you're not at school, but you're at school at the same time when you're on these excursions, you know. But doing this, you're just still sitting at a computer like you would be sitting at anyway, doing the lessons virtually.
And so how does it work? Is it like one of those, you know how real estate agencies now, you can do a virtual tour of a place that you might be looking to rent or buy. Have they got, like, cameras set up in Parliament House and you can just, you know, check around to the different cameras? Or has someone actually got a camera mounted on their head and they're walking through, you know, the different areas going, like, you
well,
know?
Well, it's a little bit like that. Like the real estate thing. They've actually got people that are basically doing the tours of these places to sort of show them through.
And they go, oh, okay. So they yeah. go, oh, welcome, kids. Yeah. This is Parliament House, Canberra. Let me show you around. This is the desk where one of our staffers did something disgusting. This is ScoMo's wardrobe. Look, oh, nothing but Hawaiian shirts. Let's just close that up. Things like that. Is this what's going on?
Basically like that. They get to visit some pretty cool places. Like, take a listen to this.
From the National Gallery to Questacon to the Museum of Democracy, teachers are handing over the reins to tour guides showing off the attractions on screen.
We've pulled together footage from throughout our building. So we take students on a walkthrough where they can come from the front steps.
With interactive quizzes and activities to educate students on the history of our nation's capital and culture.
It's like, oh, it was sounding fun until the whole part where it's like, oh, yeah, schoolwork. Quizzes and activities,
Oh, right.
And as you mentioned, surely once you go to Canberra, one of the things that's always on the list is Parliament House. You have to go see Parliament House when
you're there. That's the main attraction.
Exactly,
I would
think.
Right. You know, you want to see where Barnaby met his second wife, you know? It's
funny you should mention that as well, because I'm just like, hang on a sec, how does this work? Is it like a click and point adventure where you click on doors, open doors and things like that?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, but at the same time, it would be fun, but I'm hoping that's not the case, because if that was the case, you know, Parliament House's reputation hasn't been great. Kids would be going home with stories like this.
Mrs. Krabappel and Principal Skinner were in the closet making babies, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.